The reading is from Psalm 145, verses 1 to 7. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name for ever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 to 5. With me, brothers and sisters, when I come to you, I do not come with eloquence or human wisdom. As I proclaim to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise or persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
Good morning. I'm Andy, I'm the youth mission leader here at Christ the King, and it's good to see you today. So I get to talk to you today about going further in 2021. Going further is one of those things for me, or maybe for you. I often think I can go further or do more. Just one more thing to move forward. Just this little bit extra. I can think of plenty of times when I've reached the point of no return and needed to make a choice. Do I or don't I? Sometimes the build-up to that point has already made the decision for me. So, for example, I can think of I went on a massive zip line in Wales a couple of years ago, and we did all the preparation at the beginning. So we're down at the bottom, we put all the harnesses on, we put everything on, then we jumped in a truck and drove about a mile, I think, up the mountain, then clipped in, and it was at that point looking down when I couldn't do anything else but go. So 70 mile an hour later and a large drop to the lake below, and I got to the bottom. And actually, I made the decision before I even left the kit room. Or maybe on a whitewater raft, your focus needs to be on following the instructions of your raft guide, paddling as they tell you, so forwards or backwards or whatever it might be. And I can remember a time when a raft guide just fell silent. We'd hit a big wave and he fell off the back. And actually, that was the point that when all of us had to think, okay, we've had some learning, we've focused, we know what we're doing, let's push on, let's do this without that instant guidance, without that voice in our ear. Let's just go for it. Or maybe fear that might stop you going any further. It might be a disaster, like that classic moment in the original Italian Job movie where the bus is hanging over the edge and the gold's at one end and the team's at the other. It's those kinds of moments that sometimes we freeze or question, actually, how can I go further with the gospel in this situation? Let me pray before we unpack this. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the words that you've given me as I've prepared. I thank you for bringing those together, and I thank you for the way you're going to lead me now. I thank you for all the things that people have done before me, and that people are already doing and doing now to push further with your good news, further with the gospel. I thank you for those things, and I pray that they may continue. And I pray that what I say today sparks new ideas, that sparks new things that we can get involved with your kingdom growth. Amen. So it's the third part of our mission statement as a church, further on our front lines with the good news. The part that links with that evangelism word that some people might not like, I don't know. But what is evangelism? Well, actually, it's a jargon word. It is used outside the Christian world a little, but actually it's a word that lots of people use in the church, and something that sometimes can be a bit overcomplicated. It's a word that might cause excitement in some people. They might get really, really excited, or feel, maybe even confusion, or just, oh. It's just about telling Jesus, isn't it? But isn't that what Jo was doing in our skit today? She was kind of there and shouting and, oh, it's all about Jesus. And actually, is it about like that? Is it complicated? The Greek term used in the New Testament means gospel. To share the good news. It also pops up in the Old Testament in Isaiah, describing messengers that came to share good news about what God had done. It's not just news or information, is it? There's a guy, Leslie Newbegin, he describes the result of evangelism, or evangelism, like this. Not just information transference, not private peace while the world rots, but being caught up in God's kingdom actions, being changed so that we can be agents of change. Getting caught up in God's kingdom change. That sounds amazing. That's really exciting. Evangelism is more than just information exchange. It's more than the actions we take. It's more personal and unique than we realise. And something that isn't actually complicated or scary most of the time. Further on our front lines with the gospel is the part that completes our mission as a church. It draws on the other two elements that Rob and Patrick have shared about in the last couple of weeks, giving a focus for the deeper in devotion, choices about our connections, but also the Holy Spirit gives us confidence and courage in those kind of bus hanging over a cliff edge moments. Just think for a moment. How are you at being? What are you like when you're just being you? Trusting who you are, you're okay with God and you're okay with others, at peace in just being you. What does it mean for you to just be you, the you God intended, special to our Heavenly Father? How often do you sit talking to Jesus about life, just learning from him, sharing with him, focusing on his instructions and calling, listening for his guidance, just chewing life over with him? How easy do you find it just to wait on the Holy Spirit? Just wait for the Spirit to come, looking for where the Spirit might already be at work and trusting his guidance. When you think about that, you might think, well, that sounds a lot simpler, doesn't it? Or is it? Do we allow it to be complicated by the world, by the choices we make, by the desires for things and or to be accepted or seen in a certain way? Do we overcomplicate things? Do we overcomplicate our faith? In Luke 6:45, Jesus says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So out of what's within us, we take action. If our heart's not fully into something, we find it hard to maintain how we are. How we are matters. How we are able to see God at work, how we're able to get caught by his kingdom action, how we're able to serve and seek growth in God's kingdom, or just how we are able to demonstrate in practical ways the love of Christ. Psalm 145 speaks of exalting God, praising and commending his works from one generation to another, telling them about how wonderful he is, spending time with God, with his word, and celebrating all that it is. To be a person who commends God's work to others, we need our focus to be on Jesus. Thinking about how we are investing our time, how we're spending time sitting at his feet, how we're learning from our guide. So even when we feel like he's fallen off the back of the raft, we're able to maintain focus on God and focus on being a Christian and showing others what that means. Did you know a dog's nose is completely unique? And that might be a random fact and you might be thinking, why on earth have you gone there, Andy? But it's not like a human fingerprint, because when you have your fingerprints done, you get all ink all over it, don't you, and you put it on a piece of card. But I can't imagine a dog's going to appreciate its nose being shoved into ink or paper. Maybe that's why they have microchips somewhere in the back of their neck, I think. We're all unique and individual, just like our fingerprints. We also have things in common with others, don't we? Maybe we do the same job, we study the same course at college or university. Maybe we enjoy the same subjects at school. We enjoy baking or reading or running, swimming, cycling. We enjoy comedy or drama, maybe documentaries more. We're all different and unique. We all have things that make us us. What can you do that you know other people can't? How might you respond, or how do you respond differently to your neighbours that the people over the road don't do? How do you learn and gain understanding of something new that's different to others, that actually other people might have a similar way and you might be able to relate to through that? Your expression of faith is how you are caught up in God's kingdom actions. That's how you will connect with other people that no one else can connect with. Paul met the church in Corinth as Paul. That's it, just Paul. No one else. Not with massive eloquence or great wisdom, he shared testimony about God. He went in weakness, relying on the Holy Spirit as the unique person he was. And through his actions, through what he did, through what he said, through what he shared, that place was changed. His focus on God led him to find places where God was already at work. He let Jesus shine through what he did. He let the power of the Holy Spirit be the demonstration and work through the words and the things that he said to show people and introduce people to God. We've heard testimonies today from Andy Hemman about how God is expanding his work with young adults to share the gospel in greater new ways. From Anushka and Steph about how people's stories and the actions that they take come out of our focus on Jesus and how things bubble up as we get involved in God's actions. Once we begin to be changed, we don't need to have grand plans or complex explanations. But you're created to be the you, and that's it. You're the best you that God made. You're the only you that God made, and you can reach and connect with people that I can't, that the person sitting near you can't. What would happen if the whole church, everybody that we knew that went to church, everyone became caught up in God's kingdom actions? God's kingdom would break out everywhere, wouldn't it? It'd be amazing. And actually, that's often the thing, isn't it? When we get involved in God's kingdom, it breaks out. And yeah, it is difficult at the moment to connect with others. And how can we go further with our actions in 2021? How could you get to know your neighbours better? Could you develop new friendships with people that have things in common with you? Could you do acts of kindness to spark new connections and friendships? Because out of those opportunities, we get to share stories. We get to tell people about our life and share Jesus with them. And Paul says, my message and preaching were not with wise, persuasive words, but demonstration of the Spirit's power. Remember the zipline story I said earlier? The courage to slide down a wire at over 70 miles an hour came from the preparation at the bottom of the hill. It came before I took action and travelled to the point of no return, hanging there in this nylon harness thing before I went. Evangelism, sharing the good news, going further with the good news, doesn't have to be complicated or scary. It begins with the decision to focus on Jesus, to deepen our devotion to God, to do the things that he's shown us to do, to love our neighbour as us, being changed so that we can be a change maker. How we are is unique. Our story, our personality, everything about us, how we live out our faith is just like a dog's nose or our fingerprint. It's completely individual to each one of us. And that's just what God loves. What we do comes out of who we are and our focus on Jesus. How much deeper in devotion we're going to God. What we do as part of that is God's kingdom actions through which we can have moments to share stories, to share life, to share our action, to just be with others as Jesus was with others when he was walking the earth. What we say then can be a natural part of a conversation. And in those times, we're given opportunities to get caught up in God's kingdom actions, aren't we? To allow the Spirit's power to be demonstrated in new ways, in powerful ways, or just in still, small, quiet ways when people meet with God. Evangelism is more personal and unique than you realise. Something that isn't complicated or scary. Something that comes out of a heart for Jesus. What new kingdom actions has God prepared you for this year? What kingdom actions is God doing around you, with your friends or neighbours, in your life, where he wants you to share stories, where he wants you to share life? What places has God prepared for you to go further with the good news in 2021? Let me pray to finish. Heavenly Father, thank you that it's all about you. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. I pray for each and every person watching today that you are able to help them focus on you so that they might discover where your Spirit is, where you are already acting. May they be changed to be a change maker and get involved in your kingdom actions and step out boldly in 2021. Let us push our front lines way beyond our expectations this year, because we will prepare well and rely on your power and your strength and your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us when we build relationship and we share stories of who you are and go further with the good news this year. Amen.